as we gather as God's people on this Pentecost day, the birth of the church. As people of faith, I believe we must ask ourselves, excuse me, why the Spirit? Why the Spirit? For a little over 40 some days, Jesus had been with his disciples, instructing them, giving them all of what they would need in order to be church. They were not the smartest, those first disciples. They didn't have PhDs. They really didn't study, other than they studied their teacher, Jesus Christ. But here they are, gathered in an upper room. They are in fear because Jesus, their teacher, their friend, the one who instructed them, has gone. And he promised them that I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit, to lead you in all of your life. But here they are, hovered in fear. Jesus has given them all of the gifts that they needed. They were within them. And so we hear the story. And we see the beautiful pictures of the Feast of Pentecost, the tongues of fire, and the blowing. Very dramatic. But the gifts, my sisters and brothers, are not necessarily in those tongues of fire and in that blowing wind. Because if we wait for those fire and that blowing wind at present, we may be waiting quite a long time. Because the gifts that Jesus has given to us come from our baptism. Water poured and oil smudged, gifts that are within us, and we pray that those gifts may be unleashed in our lives, so that we might be those tongues of fire wherever we find ourselves in our lives, in our workplaces, our schools, the grocery store, our homes. that we might be that strong driving wind, making a difference in our lives, in our world, for the glory of God and for the salvation of all our world. If we take a moment and take our hand and place it on our chest, and feel our breathing, feel our heartbeat, spirit, and gifts within, release them into our world.